This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 105. This is the Underworld Evolution from 2006. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Underworld Evolution?
Oh boy, I saw this at the theater, 2006. I saw it maybe once more at home, maybe twice. Been years. It's been a number of years since I've seen it. I'll go with at least 10, probably. I haven't been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I never seen this movie. None of these movies, I never seen in the theater. So these were always home releases. Like, I'll get on Blu-ray. At the time, there was no 4K in 06. I don't think there
was 4K. I saw all five at the theater.
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty interesting. First of all, rare, right? Not many people will see all six. For myself, I know I haven't seen none of these in the theater. But in terms of the film, I have not seen this in a long time. Actually, because I watched the first one more. But two on, I never seen the last one. So, yeah, it's been a while since I seen this one. So, I'm excited to get right into this movie. But for those of you that are catching us on YouTube, and, of course, you listen to us on the go, guys, you guys know the criterias we do on this show. And, of course, you guys know the timeline, how we do this show. So, for those of you new, we actually do the box office numbers. We go right into Rotten Tomato scores and then right into the actual movie review. So, with that said, let's get right into some box office numbers for Underworld Evolution from 2006 with domestic $62 million, international $49 million, for a worldwide total of $101 million on an opening of $26 million.
Oh, so it had a nice opening.
Yeah,
made money. Probably not, it didn't make as much as the first one from what I remember, but the budget probably wasn't that high on this one either. I remember the first one was like $20 million or something, probably in the ballpark. I mean, a success, I'm sure, because they made three more after this, so obviously, it wasn't a flop or anything, but not as big as the first.
No, I'm trying to pull up the budget. The budget was $50 million.
Okay. So with marketing and everything, it probably made some money because they did, like I said, they did more sequels. So, but a bigger budget. And you could tell, and we'll get into that in the review, but you could tell it had a little bit of a bigger budget.
Yeah, and actually, absolutely it did. All right, let's check out what the critics and the audience have to say about this sequel.
Okay, so we are once again in that weird territory where, similar to the first movie, these scores are way far apart. Wow. They are like not even close to each other. Critics have this at a 17%. Did not like it. Very poorly reviewed film. Audience score is 72%. So it is a big, big gap. What's that? 55% difference between the two numbers. So obviously, this is one of those franchises where fans, regular Joe Schmo, seem to like it. Critics, not too impressed with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. And this is the second time, right? We've seen a movie that's the audience is like skyrocketed over the critics.
Underworld 1 was the same thing. It was like big gap between them.
Yeah, very interesting. It's a very interesting thing. All right, so like you guys always know, Nate always goes first when I'm reviewing, when actually hosting the show. So with that said, Nate, take over with the lead character, Celine, played by Kate Beckinsale.
Okay, now I was mistaken. It had been a while since I've seen this movie, and when we were reviewing the last one, I thought I liked her better in this movie. But now that I watched it, I didn't. I didn't like her any better in this movie than I did in the first movie. I gave her the exact same score, which is a 3. I think she's fine, you know? She's suitably cool. She looks cool, you know? I believe her in the action scenes, you know what I mean? Like, she's fine, but we're grading the character. And this character still is it just me? Or, I know you're going to go in a second, but to me, it felt like there was so much other stuff going on in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more story related. But when it ties to the main character, like, she didn't have much to do. Like, this is not a story about this character. None of the Underworld movies so far, one or two, is a story about Celine. They are about a lot of other things and all this lore and the Corvinus and the werewolves and the and she just kind of is there. And the same with Michael. He's useless. I still don't like him, but I'm giving her the 3 because I like her in the action scenes. I think her performance was a little better in this than in the last movie. Maybe the 3-year gap, you know, she did a little bit more acting or something. She's a little bit better, but I just don't find her to be an interesting character. And I really tried to. I was like, come on, give me something to latch onto, and you get the same backstory from the last movie. You know, there's a little bit more detail in it, but it's the same crap, right? She's a debt dealer. This guy killed her family, and now she has these memories that all of a sudden she can remember when she didn't have those in a second ago, but now she has them because she bit the guy. And what, I don't know. It's very convoluted. I gave her a 3. I don't love her in this movie either.
I agree with you in that sense. I don't know why we didn't, for a sequel, you think they were going to expand on Celine's character, develop right. her even more. We did not get that in this movie. We just got, again, the same old hints of what, and it's the same old lines they used in the first movie. You know, Victor mm-hmm. killed your parents, and this with your parents, and that mm-hmm. with your parents. And I was like, okay, we heard this already from the mm-hmm. first when Victor gave the story and Craven gave his story on what actually happened that night. Yep. I was like, then Marcus said the same thing that Victor said in the first movie. I was not too thrilled with that. I do agree with you. I felt like this, and you said this best in the first, right? This was more of a mythology of vampires and werewolves more than a Celine vampire journey. Because yeah. you're right. Yeah, we're following Kate Beckinsale because, yes, she is gorgeous to the eyes. You know, she has a beautiful voice. But again, I felt this felt more to me, and I don't know if you agree, more like Alice from Resident Evil, where everything was about the world around Alice. Yes. But it's the same character that dies and comes back. But it's about the game, right? Like the everything around her. This yeah. is what I feel with Underworld. It's like you got a good, I mean, she's a good character, but you could elaborate. Yeah, you could make her into a greater character. And they tried to. Right. She bit the older guy and got more powers, which we're going to talk about throughout mm-hmm. the story. But I agree with you. I gave her a 3. I was not into this. Like rewatching it now, I'm like, I am not into this Celine character as much. But yeah. let's get right into the villain, the main okay. villain, Marcus.
Marcus. I like Marcus. Marcus is pretty cool. Not going to lie. I like Marcus. We get a little bit of Victor in the beginning. Now, there's one thing that prevents me from giving Marcus a 5. To be honest, I think he's a cool villain. He looks cool as hell. I like the wings. I like that he can go in and out of like his regular form and then like a vampire, like a scary vampire form. I dig that. That's cool. That's a very kind of classic monster, almost like a Wolfman type scenario, right? Where he's in and out, but he could control it, which is cool. I like that he flies. I like that he uses his wings as weapons. You know, he like impales people and chops off their heads and awesome. All of that. Awesome. He's brutal. He's here to kill. I love it. Here's why he doesn't get a 5, because there's some backstory in this movie where he just looks like he just gets punked out by Victor too hard for him to be the first ever like vampire. Cause that's the whole point of it, is his dad is immortal. Him and his twin brother, one of them gets bitten by a bat and one of them gets bitten by a wolf. The story sounds kind of dumb when you say it, but this is what happens. And then one becomes a vampire and one becomes a werewolf, right? For him to be that, and then Victor just like sunning him in all the flashback scenes, I was like, you can take him out whenever you want. You know what I mean? Like you can just, and he's kind of a little bit of a pansy and he's okay with it. And then now that Victor's dead and the other lady's dead, he's all, oh, well, I'm now the biggest one. So that kind of irked me. It made him look weak, in my opinion, when he should have looked purely strong the whole time. I'm going to give him a 4. I still think he's awesome. I just don't put him over Victor. Victor comes out looking even more like a beast because of those flashback scenes. Like he tells him, we're doing what I want to do. I'm putting your brother away, you know? So I'm going to retroactively give Victor an extra point almost. But Marcus was cool. I did like him. 4.
You know, it's funny. I agree with everything you say, but I kind of disagree. I gave a 5. Okay. I really liked him as a main villain. And this is why. Yeah, he did get punked out. But remember, he was surrounded by Victor's minions, which they were going to kill him if he said no, right? Like if he was going to protect his brother. And you saw it, right? They all had the arrow gun, the crossbows on him. So I was like, okay, that 100% I agree with you. Did he get punked? Yeah, but he was surrounded by a lot more people than just himself. So it is what it is.
Could kill Victor later. He could. He was that man. If he was about that life, he could have got him later.
He could have. No, I agree with you. Nah, but the thing I really liked him. He was very ruthless, and I think that's what I like. He was very gory when he killed people. It wasn't no nonchalant little kills here. This was a gory movie for a sequel.
Yeah.
For Underworld so far, Marcus. I agree with you. I do love his wings. Mm-hmm. That is what's cool. And I do like the fact that when they went back to the house, Craven, of course, he comes as a cameo. and he kills him. He gets destroyed.
That's great.
But I do like the fact that when he bites him, he gets to see the memories of the person that he bites. And I think that's the pretty cool power that the elders have, because that's what it looks like, right? Victor did the same thing. Marcus did the same thing.
It's supposed to be across the board, though, I think. Because remember, Celine, when she drinks Corvinus's blood, she gets memories and stuff, too.
Okay. All right, I guess.
I think it's a vampire thing.
Yeah, I guess it's a vampire trait. But I liked it. And you're right. The whole switching between human and bat, I thought he looked great in his prosthetic look. He looked menacing. Like I said, he was very good. I love the scene that they're in the truck and he's following them and he's fighting oil dude on top of the thing. Yeah, yeah, I thought that scene was awesome. I don't know why. I thought that scene was very well shot, to be honest with you, that whole scene. So with that said, I gave him a 5. You gave him a 4. Let's get right into the action sequence.
Okay, so this one has better action. So this one has better action than the first movie, in my opinion. And this is what I was talking about last week when we reviewed it. This one mixes it up. It's not just guns the whole time.
Yeah.
There is guns, but there is the truck scene. Give me a car chase with some vampires and some wolves. Like, I like the old, how it starts in the beginning, you know, with the wolves and they're all fighting with swords and arrows and fire. And I like that. I like that they fight hand to hand in scenes. You know what I mean? They get like, they just, it's not all gunplay. So I liked it better. It's more brutal. This one has more blood and gore than the first one, which I'm always here for blood and gore always. So I thought it was cool. Was it a 5 for me? No, like nothing was incredible, but it was better than the last movie. I always save my 5s for the incredible. This is not incredible action, but it's good. It's diverse. It's mixed up. I like that. I'm going to give it a strong, like a very solid 4, like almost a 4.5, but I'll stick with my 4.
Yeah, it's weird because, yes, it does have better action than the first movie, but I think they elevated it a lot more than the first, right? Because I did agree with you that if they did a movie, strict spinoff from the first half of the movie where it was Victor and Amelia and Marcus and his brother William and the father. Like, if we had that spinoff, I'll tell you right now, it'll be a hit movie because everyone loves those villains. So you get to see how they were back in the centuries when they were, you know, with the villages and all that. So I agree with you there. But look, we got action from that time period. Yeah. Then you got Marcus's action scenes, right? Him flying and he kills Kraven. Then you got Celine. You see her, that scene in the woods, when she is messing up those cops and they show finally they did vampire speed where you see her like teleport from here to there and she's super fast. And I was like, now that's badass. And I was like, that is cool. That boosted up the score for me because I was like, that was awesome. And they should have did more of that. Right. Yeah. Then she gets bit. Well, she bites the father of Marcus's because he's like an elder bloodline. And I guess he gives you more powers because all of a sudden her eyes went from blue to white. When she was like whooping ass. And I was like, now that is actually pretty cool. And she got stronger. She could walk through light now. She's super speed, which they didn't catch more of the super speed. But I could tell she should have more speed. It enhances her ability. So I thought it was cool. The last fight at the end when Marcus comes out with the wolf, I thought that was all well done for a movie. I thought that was actually well done. I gave it a 5. I was really into the action in this one more than the first because you're right. The first movie was straight up guns. I mean, she had unlimited bullets. This one, you could actually see her changing clips when she's shooting and wasting bullets everywhere. So with that, I gave it a 5. You gave it a 4. Let's get to storyline.
Bad. I don't like it. I don't like the story in this movie. This is one of the most overly convoluted storylines for no reason, to be honest with you. Mm. Like, they built up all this lore in the first movie, and it was great. It was great. I liked it. Okay, it wasn't great. It was really good. It could have been great, but it was really good. I think I gave the first one a 4 for storyline. I liked it. I don't feel like this capitalized on anything there. And now this movie was so heavy on flashbacks. Every 10 minutes, there's a flashback scene. A flashback scene. A flashback scene. The whole opening scene is a flashback scene, pretty much. And then you get nonstop, like, literally, I didn't clock it, but every 10 to 15 minutes, there's a flashback scene, at least. It's like, okay, we saw the last movie. I don't need flashbacks to the very last movie just before this. You know what I mean? They needed to do that Resident Evil thing. I know we're going to review that later, you know, like next year or something, but where at the beginning of the movie, they just do all the recap and then just start the movie. Because mixing in a million flashbacks is very annoying to me. Number two, Michael is, what is the point of this guy? He's the most pointless guy. Like, he's supposed to be, he's a hybrid. They hype him up like he's something cool. He's not that cool. He looks different in this movie. Like, they change his face.
Yeah.
And they made him look a little more. Yeah, he's gray and looks like a little more monstrous.
They took my points.
Yeah. but he's still stupid. Like, he's still stupid. And remember in the first movie, he had like speed where he could like almost teleport. He never uses that in this movie. He just like, he just fights regular and then that's it. So I don't like his storyline. I still don't think Celine gets a fair shake. You get all this stuff with the Corvinus and they're the first immortals and it's too much. You could tell like they're trying to do too much. I hate movies that try to do too much. Let's get a little simpler. You have your mythology. You've set it up. And by the way, there's no Lycans in this. Like, they have nothing to do in this movie. Think about it. No Lucien. You know, Lucien was awesome. They don't have like a leader werewolf. They set up the first movie as a battle, eternal battle between werewolves and vampires. This movie abandons that. This is not about that at all. This is about this guy rescuing his brother who's a werewolf. That's pretty much it. The Lycans have nothing. There's no leadership. There's no structure. Can you name me? I can't even name one. Like, there's no Lycan characters in this movie besides his brother.
And Michael,
who's only a half. Yeah. You know what I mean? The rest of them are just like fodder. They just get killed and it's so focused on the vampires. I don't know. I don't like it. I gave it a 2.
Yeah. When it came to the storyline, I was a little baffled, right? That's a weird word for me to use, but I was very baffled because I was like, okay, continue on this storyline? Semi yes and semi no, because you're absolutely right. We're getting tons of flashbacks. And if that was the case, then you should have just did a spinoff and let people watch a spinoff more than doing these tropey flashbacks, which makes no sense. Like, for me, it didn't make sense because we're looking at Celine, but now we're, and this hates me, right? Like, this is the thing I hate. I enjoy Mummy Returns because I love the whole Nefertiti and all that crap flashback, right?
Yeah.
It worked for that. I know you didn't like it, but it worked for that. This one was just very the same trope. Like, she has now flashbacks as a kid, and it felt like the same movie. Like, she's, oh, I remember this sign, but I don't know from where. And then I remember this corridor from where.
Yeah.
And I'm reliving something. And I'm like, come on. Like, this is a vampire movie. Like, why are we going through a whole flashback scenes? Like,
can we get more werewolves versus vampires? Can we get more of that? No. Yeah.
I agree. I totally agree with that. I did not like that at all. The whole Marcus going after the brother, I liked. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, same.
Yep. I liked the father thing was weird because I was like, where the hell did you come from? And they just threw his ass there for 2 seconds and then he dies, which I was like, what the hell is the point of this
whole
thing?
They acted like he was dead in the first movie.
Yeah.
And now he's just alive on a boat, just lives in on a boat.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That made no sense to me. That was like the umbrella company of the underworld because I did not know what was going on. Like, they showed that. Then they showed the other guy that created the ultraviolet bullets, which that was a waste of scene when he was there. That did not make sense. There was a lot of points in this movie that did not need to be in the movie. I think they should have just shaped the story a little bit more of an adventure between Lycans and vampires. But look, it didn't work for me. I gave it a 3.5 for Marcus and William. And in the beginning, I was more intrigued with the beginning storyline.
I like that.
Yeah.
It just goes downhill after that.
I agree with you. It does. Yeah. All right. Overall.
So overall, I think the movie's fine. You know, like, it's watchable because of the action and the villain is cool. This movie is too blue. Once again, it's extremely blue. At least there's one or two scenes where these people actually have skin tones and it's not like 150% blue, you know, so it's just 90% blue. That's the look of the movie. We'll have to get used to it. I'm used to it. I just hate it. It's fine. I think it's okay. I think it's a good action film. I don't think it's a great film. You know what I mean? Story-wise and character-wise and things like that. Once again, the villains are the secret sauce in these movies. When your villain is always better than your hero every time, that's not a good thing. You know what I mean? They should be equal at most, or the hero should be better. That's my opinion. But constantly, Celine is overshadowed by these amazing villains that these movies have. So a strong villain, good action, a bad story. I don't like it. And not a great lead. It's a 3 out of 5 for me, right down the middle, a 6 out of 10. I it's watchable. And it's shorter than the first movie by like 20, 25 minutes. So quicker, moves a little quicker. You know, the pacing is fine, but just too much nonsense to me. Too much nonsense.
You hit the nail on the head on that one. I feel with this movie was too much in the, I'm going to sound like Nate here, too much substance and less whatever. Nate always has
substance.
Nate has these big philosophy words.
Style over substance.
Yeah, you go. Style over substance. And I feel like this movie was that, right? Like, they try to give you a lot of story, but not... It's not. And it's so... This is where it falls horribly. And I agree with you. Where the villain overshadows the main character, I don't mind, because that's the whole point of being an elder vampire, right? Like, they're supposed to be stronger than the hero, but the hero is supposed to overcome them, not overpower them in terms of storyline and everything. And it's just such a weird movie, because I do enjoy this movie for what it is. I do enjoy Marcus. I thought Marcus was really good. But other than that, action is really good.
Yeah.
But there's essence of Celine being very well. They give her powers, but that was only for the last 10 minutes of the movie. Oh, no, 20 minutes of the movie. She gets her new abilities. And it's again, right down the toilet. Michael's a waste of film. I don't know why they have him in the movie. Yeah, he's garbage. But look, with that said, I gave overall 3. It's a good movie. That's what 3 is in our rating system. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. 4 is great. 5 is perfect. It's good. It falls in that line. I thought the first movie, as right now, seemed better than the sequel.
I think this one has better elements, and I think the first one has better elements. But I think the first one's better elements are better. I know I said better a lot, but I agree. I think the first movie's a bit better overall. But this one's fine, you know, for a sequel. It could do worse. It could have been better, though.
Yeah.
I'll leave it there.
All right. Total points.
Total points for me is a 16 out of a 25. Yeah, a watchable sequel. I don't hate it. I hate the story, but I don't hate anything else in it. It's fine. 16 out of 25.
Yeah, look, for me, it's a 19 and a half. I think that it's good. I think the first one so far is the better one out of the two. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I still enjoy it for what it is. With that said, Nate, you know what to do.
All right. So next episode, you are going to be hearing us continuing on with our Arnold Schwarzenegger month. We will be reviewing a little movie called Last Action Hero. So that'll be coming up next. And then the following episode, we will be moving on with Underworld Rise of the Lycans. Now, I'm looking forward to watching this one again, because I remember really enjoying it when I saw it. I also haven't seen it since the theater, so this is a first time rewatch, but I do remember really liking it when I saw it. So we'll see how this goes. You never know. Sometimes my memory fails me, and sometimes it does me good.
For those of you out there who want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast or Levels of Geeks. If you guys are watching us on YouTube, if you want to support the channel, please hit that subscribe button. If you enjoyed this review, please hit the like button. Hit those notification bells so every time we go live Mondays at 9 p.m. or we drop movie reviews or gameplay footage, you guys will be notified. Till then, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.